Welcome back. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, we've had a lot of volatility in September. We talked about it at the top of the show. September can be a rough month. This was a bit of a bruiser, right? People, we got a lot of calls from, you know, clients, from people that just watch the show, concerned.
Yep.
Right? And there's a number of reasons why. Historically, we know September's a tough month, but we actually had a kind of a witch's brew of problems, right? And concerns that the market could really kind of stew on, and it did.
You're really into the Halloween mode already,
yeah,
aren't you?
We're getting there.
Witch's brew.
Mm-hmm.
Very well said. The volatility for the month of September, even the third quarter of this year, has a whole bunch of things happening. Mm. Yes, we have the Delta variant. Yes, we have more cases. Vaccine rates not taken off as some people would hope. We're seeing a whole bunch of mess happening in Washington with the debt ceiling and all the concerns about this, trying to tuck in an infrastructure bill at the whole time, and welcome to politics and
yep.
all the issues. And so the drama continues there. You got China and their issues coming up, and that's causing a bit of a stir. So now we've got more than just COVID to worry about. And it's not like it's only COVID with a whole bunch of other ideas and issues behind. Now the other issues are coming up to the top
right.
of your witch's brew. So now right. you can see all the bad stuff that's happening. So in this type of volatility, which we anticipated, if anybody goes back to our show, they'll hear that I was specifically saying we're going to see more volatility. Expected. Did I make drastic changes in the portfolio? No.
Because we were positioning with a thesis in mind, though, right?
Right.
I mean, it's important to say that.
Right. Now, what was going on was that anybody who focuses purely on the stock market mm-hmm. will see a big drop in the their returns. But if you're focused on a five-pillar investment strategy like we have, you find that the volatility is reduced. Not saying it's zero,
right.
but it's reduced. I always say losing less is making more. And literally, over the weekend, Friday, Thursday, you and I sitting down together, talking to all of the experts that we work with. It's not just Dave and Faisal making up stuff in downtown Calgary. We are talking to people internationally, major portfolio managers, pension plan managers, and saying, what the heck are you guys seeing? Where's everything going? What are your risks? What are the opportunity? And you start with a risk matrix first. I'm actually getting excited about this volatility. I won't call it Boxing Day shopping, maybe Amazon Prime Day. You know, that kind of a thing where you start, still there are some deals, but really aren't always so many deals.
Right.
So you have to kind of look around. It's not like everything is cut and slashed in price. So let's call it Amazon Prime Day for my sake. And I now get to look at opportunities. And you saw me when we use our whiteboard to put things out. Here's an opportunity. And I think what's being missed right now, Dave, is that the headline stories are so much in people's face that they're missing out on so much opportunity. I bet you very little conversation is going to be about the technology that's happening with this COVID vaccine. Merck coming out with their information on Friday. That's one. Number two, the technology is happening to help with the change in the environmental piece, which is a big issue. Infrastructure, big issue. These governments are pushing this agenda. If you agree with it or not, it doesn't matter. That's where the agenda is going. Huge opportunity. The amount of technology that has been changing and supply chain, how that's been a big issue. There's been so much opportunity to solve these problems. I get excited because I think there's going to be some good deals on this Amazon Prime Day. You know, like I think that's where I like this stuff. So I just want people to kind of get an idea that expect volatility.
Yep.
Volatility is my friend because volatility gives me the opportunity to buy good investments where people are selling them for cheap prices.
Yeah, you know, we talked about this at the top of the hour too, but it bears repeating, is that what allows us to go and look for opportunity, because opportunity sometimes takes time to capitalize on, right? And time is not the friend of somebody in retirement,
yeah.
right? And so what gives us the opportunity to look at those opportunities, position portfolios to take advantage of it, is the fact that income is also taken care of, right? Yeah. And I think structure and discipline we talk about all the time. I want to bring it back to that. There's discipline in the thesis, the investment thesis. There's discipline in the weightings that we have to specific areas, right? Where we seek and take risk in the growth portfolio. And so it's a bigger picture than just structuring wealth is a bigger picture than just looking at the volatility in the investment markets. And that's important for people to know.
Here's three things I would like everybody watching or listening to this, ask if they have an advisor or a portfolio manager, ask these questions. Number one, what's your buy criteria? Mm-hmm. When do you go out and buy something? Number two, when do you sell something? What's your exiting clause? And number three, given your structure and discipline, what's the cycle I have to wait to see performance to my retirement plan? Let's make up a number. Let's say you have to make 5%. There are times you're going to be negative.
Yep.
Like even Warren Buffett has a 35% negative year over year return.
Yes.
It happens. And he's then one of the best, if not the best, in money management. So you've got times of underperformance. You're going to have times of overperformance. But how long does it take for me to go through that cycle? And am I comfortable with that cycle? Our industry talks about what's your risk tolerance? If the portfolio went down 20%, how would you feel? That's a moment in time, and you're always looking at it from today's viewpoint. You're not in it.
Right.
Right? How would you feel if there was a hurricane or an earthquake or a tornado?
Right.
Well, I'd be upset.
Terrible. That's right. I'd feel terrible.
So do you think we should live here? Well, I want to live here.
Right.
I don't care about that. That hasn't happened yet until it happens.
Right.
And then they start to reflect, like, maybe I shouldn't have moved here.
Right.
So in that mindset, let's look at what's your buy strategy, what's your sell strategy, and how long do I have to wait for the cycle? Because I know there are investment strategies out there that have a very high focus on stocks, dividend-paying stocks, and growth companies.
Yeah.
And that's nothing wrong with that. But the cycle to actually see when things go from down to back to break-even to profit can take years.
Yep.
Do you have that patience? That's what we're missing as an industry. How patient are you?
Right. That's really the question.
Can you hold on to an investment for 3 to 5 years?
Right.
Knowing you need income, knowing your lifestyle is going to change, these are the things. So it's now the patient factor. So I wish in our industry people would say, I am willing to hold on to this type of strategy and write it out, whatever the number of years that strategy says. And I think our industry as money managers, we have to explain that.
See, that's the key. I'm not sure education is the right word, because I'm not sure that I talked.
Disclosure.
It's directional understanding, right? So people need to get an idea of what the strategy is based on. What are the key assumptions, right? We talk about that all the time. Under the hood, there's lots of stuff that move in parts, right? But I think we got to know what kind of car we're driving in order to be able to determine when we're going to get from A to B and so on and so forth, right? And I think that's really important for people and their understanding. But the takeaway from this segment is volatility can be either your friend or your foe. Right, it is an absolute problem if you are dependent upon drawing out of a portfolio that's beaten down. Mathematically, that creates a very significant series of problems. We'll cover that in our seminar. Okay, if you structure your portfolio in a way that you provide time and opportunity to take advantage of volatility, it becomes your friend.
Yeah, and that's where I think when you have a disciplined approach and you know there are times like this where you see 3, 4, 5% drops, Amazon Prime Day. Not Boxing Day.
Right.
You see
even 10%. Even 10.
If you see 20 or more, maybe 30 or more, it's Boxing Day shopping.
Right.
And so we're going to have those periods, and we're going to be fine in those times. But the key thing is understanding buy criteria, sell criteria, and the recovery period. And do you have that patience?
Right.
Because if you don't, you have to look for a strategy that matches your patience level.
Good point.
Okay. And we're going to talk about this. We're going to actually talk about the structure and the discipline of how losing less is making more.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that on October 19th. That's a Tuesday night, 7 p.m., live online for our webinar. You need to register for this, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
I want to thank you for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. On behalf of my partner, Faisal, myself, Dave, we look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowicz and Faisal Karmeli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Karmeli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.